Good afternoon. I just restart quick my presentation. Perfect. I'm Clotilde, I'm happy to be here. We are in the year 2040, as you well know. Apparently, I still don't know how to fully speak German, so sorry for that. And I'm here actually to tell you a small story, because I was in Paris last week for an event like this one. And I used to live in Paris for many, many years. But you know, at some point, everybody says it's too crowded. It's not green enough, so I moved to Munich. But I was there last week for a conference. And as soon as I arrived there, I was struck on how this city made me remember how all the work I've been doing to try to promote a better society when I was at WeShare, the collective for which I worked for many years. And why did I remember all of that? Simply because there were so many art symbols all over the city. It was really extreme. All those art symbols were either proofs of how the society was in the past, or they were kind of things to remember and to just realize how the society changed. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. It's pretty much how, when we combine art with political and social claims, it can help to win a few battles, actually. And before to start, I wanted to ask you one question is, who has ever been to Paris? Just raise your hand. Okay, a lot of people. Cool. So could somebody tell me like a neighborhood you love? None. Sorry? Bastille. Okay, well, it's actually funny because I was in this neighborhood before, like last week. I love this neighborhood. It's really like a lot of things happening there. And when I arrived, so let's imagine we are in 2040. When I arrived, I just saw a lot of leftovers from what the French feminist used to do in the street before, in the public space. If you imagine, try to imagine actually that they were doing some collage, like putting some huge sentence, shocking sentence in the street to sensitize people of what was happening because there were still, in 2022, a lot of people and a lot of women dying from a feminicide, like people killing the women or their girlfriends. And so you have to imagine that when I arrived in Paris, in La Bastille, I was seeing this all over the place. And it was a strong reminder for me to see that, to see how actually those women took over the streets to say, okay, this is a problem, and this is not a problem that is personal. This is political, so it has to be in the public space. And yeah, so seeing this reminded me how grateful I was that in 2040, first of all, we were more careful when it comes to dignity, and that dignity must be respected all the time. We must be really careful with that, and how about domination? So that was one of the first thing I saw when I walked around the streets. And I have another question for you is, when you think of Paris, like, what are the symbols you think of right away? Okay, yes, the Tour Eiffel. That's the one coming quite often. And actually, when I was to this conference, the conference one is the Tour Eiffel. So I was walking there, and you know, usually you see quite well how the Tour Eiffel look like. Well, this time it changed completely because this flag was attached to it. I don't know if you have ever saw this flag, but it has been made in the 2020s, I think, by a person that defines himself as an artivist. He's called Dan Asher. This flag is called We Are Watching. It has been made by more than 1,000 faces of people that were witnessing climate change. And this flag has been made for the climate change conference that were happening every year. So for example, if you remember in 2022, one of those conferences was in Glasgow. And this flag was there. It was a symbol for the politicians to say, okay, you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility for the planet and for the future generation to come. And when I arrived in Paris this time and I saw this flag flying over the Tour Eiffel, I thought like, okay, things are changing and now politicians are in a way taking seriously the climate change, but also we are respecting the boundaries of the planet, which we used not to do so much, and we actually were that close from the catastrophe, if we all remember. So that was a second thing that, yeah, struck my attention. And I have a last one. It is, you know, when you think of Paris, you always think of the Champs-Élysées. That's something quite common as well. To be honest, I hate this street. I always did. For me, this street is kind of the temple of capitalism. But this time I liked to get there. Why? Because there was something really different. I was walking near an Apple store. So you all know these Apple stores, it's always like something really shiny, white, something we all recognize. And this time, this Apple store was completely different. It turned into a low-tech institute. So I don't know if you know low technology. Low technology is the reverse for high technology. And this institute had the purpose of bringing artists, designers, engineers, but also citizens all together to wonder, okay, how can we change the technology we are using to make them accessible, useful, and sober? And they were all working in this old Apple store and having some art designed that were displayed in the window to also remind us of how blind we were when it comes to thinking of our use of technology, how alienated we were sometimes with social media, and me first as well, and let's be honest, I'm also using all those social media. And yes, yeah, so seeing this once again was really for me like caught my attention when I thought about the past and how grateful I was that the society changed. And I'm telling you all those stories actually because seeing all of this when I was walking around made me realize two things. The first one was that I was actually quite grateful and happy for also my coworkers that were working for me, at WeShare for many years, when in 2022 we published what we called the political commitment of WeShare. WeShare, we are an association. We exist in different places all around the world, and we do research underground, we organize events, debates, we try to bring some knowledge and to question the statu quo. And at some point, it really felt for us really important to say, okay, but for what are we fighting for? What are the values we defend? And those are the ones we wanted to state and say it loud. It was we defend freedom, the dignity for all, and sharing. And I just want to say something about the first one, freedom, because, okay, we are in 2040, it feels like we know what freedom means, but in 2022, it feels like we forgot what it meant. Often we thought freedom was the capacity of doing whatever we wanted. We wanted to take a flight every day, we could. We wanted to eat strawberries during winter, fair enough. But isn't it privilege instead of freedom? Isn't it privilege to consume? Isn't it privilege to pollute eventually and to not care necessarily on the consequences your behavior can have on others? So for me, and that's what I wanted to say, freedom was more the definition as Nelson Mandela said, to be free is not just to throw off your chain, is it to live in a way that respect and enhances the freedom of others. Meaning, freedom is more a capacity, it's a power to and not a power over others. So that was one of the things we need actually in 2022 that had to be claimed and said again loud among those two other values. And finally, one of the last things I wanted to say is how strong our events, our research on the ground, our demonstrations sometimes became when we were creating alliance with artists. It was really different in a way. We could see how sometimes we were suddenly capable of touching many more people, how to sensitize better, to create emotions, but also to transform the narratives. Because at some point, for us activists, we were always seen as people that have no positive narratives. And this had to change. And this, when I remember the moment where all the artists joined us to create better narratives, it created a different perspective in our fights. And that's why I wanted to emphasize on the three ideas is pretty much that concerns everybody, us at first sight, as people doing some research, papers that can be sometimes boring, that when we create bonds and alliance with artists, it creates different things. And so it's four different points that are kind of small reminders how to include all the subject of our works in their social and ecological dimension, how to involve people all the time in the discussions, in the decisions, because they are concerned, like those topics are political. To build bridges, obviously, between different backgrounds, so I said it, between artists, social, philosopher, economist, but also from engineering, from design, etc., but also between people, like building bridges between people, ideas, movements, eventually. And last, to always nourish our critical thinking and to question the statu quo. And those are really like the thing I remember that made a difference for where we are now in 2040. Thank you.